Hey guys, awesome episode today. A dude who's texting too much and a woman getting out of being the mistress. Enjoy, share with friends. Welcome to the J Train Podcast. This is J Train Jared Fried coming to you live from Harlem, New York City. We're here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I say it every episode. I'll say it again. Thank you for listening. Thank you for telling a friend. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We love the listeners here. So pumped to have you. So pumped. I want to, and the studio audience, thank you for coming. So good to have them here too. I got to get right into it. And OKP, he's back on the show. Dan Soder, thank you for coming on.
Good to be back, and I think...
Great guest alert.
Look at that.
Oh, I think this might... you might be listening to history because we're at the J Train penthouse.
The PH.
Yeah. I was trying to think...
Have you been here before?
I've never been here.
Oh, dude. Welcome to the humble abode.
I was just smoking a bowl on your back porch. And I realized it's like there's nothing that makes you feel more immature than doing a drug you did in high school at a friend's nice house that they own. Yeah. And you're like, man, I'm still a piece of shit.
I'm still doing this.
But
I was like, when you went outside because we were taping the other episode, yeah. I saw you go out. I was like, is Soder a cigarette smoker? Yeah. And I was like, I don't think he is. And then you just say that, and I'm like, a bowl.
Yeah, dude, smoking a bowl.
Oh, Soder.
Dude, yeah, it was great. It was a view of Harlem. It's like unbelievable up here. But also where I think, so I'm being immature there, where I think I'm being mature is you don't have any creamer for your coffee.
No cream.
I'm going to see if I can get used to just black coffee.
Well, this is flavored coffee. I'm a flavored coffee guy.
To me, this is still black coffee.
Okay,
because I'll let you off the hook. I like a lot of cream.
Really?
Yeah.
See, that is the most un-Jewish thing to me.
Oh yeah, it's real good.
When people put cream in the coffee, I'm like, we live different lives.
Let me tell you what it is.
Yeah.
It's so you have a tolerance for truck stop coffee.
I do. You do.
You hit it with cream.
Dude,
McDonald's coffee's great.
I'll never forget. I was with a bunch of friends in Chicago.
Yeah.
And we went to go get coffee. And like my friend who didn't drink coffee, he was like, let's go to McDonald's. And I was like, I don't know about coffee at McDonald's. We walked in and I was like, and he just goes, I'll have a coffee. And they were like, well, what do you want? And he goes, well, however you do it. And I was like, however you do it.
Yeah, that guy just never drinks coffee.
Never. And I walked, I was like, hey, I want a black, and then I want like one Splenda. And the guy was like, you're at McDonald's.
Yeah,
we have a mix.
You go, we either go light and sweet or fucking sad detective coffee that's just black in a styrofoam cup.
Yes.
I used to do light and sweet, like sugar and milk.
So then this is another thing that if you're a coffee drinker, that's like, what does light and sweet mean?
Light and sweet means usually two packs of sugar and cream.
That's what I'm saying. There's code words. There's a whole language to coffee.
Light and sweet is usually, two packs of sugar. But then I quit sugar for a little bit.
Yeah.
And I started drinking unsweetened iced tea and coffee without sugar.
How's that gone?
Great. I can't go back. Once you get used to it, you can't go back.
To no sugar.
Occasionally in a coffee I'll have a sugar, but iced tea, I can't drink sweetened tea now.
I don't like sweet tea. I like one Splenda. Like I'll treat tea like a coffee.
No, now I'm in. Now I like light.
You're like,
ooh,
iced tea. That's leafy.
Yeah, that's the oldest man thing about me. Like, ooh, this is some good summer, some summer brew iced tea.
They really brewed this well.
Oh, you guys let the tea steep.
Some steeping going on.
Oh, this is a steep heavy iced tea.
Awesome. So listen, all of you guys, go follow Soder on Instagram at Dan Soder. Are you going anywhere soon? This comes out on Friday. Is there anything? People should know about. You're on Billions.
Yeah, I'm on the Impractical Jokers cruise.
Oh,
February 6th through the 10th.
Going
on
cruising.
Then I'll be in Springfield, Massachusetts.
New comedy club in Springfield. I think I'm out there at some point.
I hit the road hard in March and April, so just check DanSoder.com. I'll put up dates.
DanSoder.com.
Bellhouse, April 18th.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you got to let me plug that.
April 18th at the Bell House. That's in Brooklyn. Listen, anyone, if you listen to the show, you know, so you know him from other episodes. You love him.
Yeah,
go see him live. You'll have a blast. Great stand-up. At Dan Soder on Instagram.
You, most of the most attractive women that I've met after shows a couple of times.
J-Train fans.
Swear to God.
Yeah, they all come from here.
They're like, I love J-Train. You're like, like that hits me.
Right.
You hit me right at the core of why I'm a comedian, because on the inside, I'm still an awkward eighth grader.
You know what? We just did the Live You Up shows, and I'm like, if you're a guy who listens to this podcast,
knowledge,
you need to be at the live shows.
Oh my God, yeah.
You need to be first in line for tickets, because it is so many women. They're gorgeous and they're ready to go out and they're ready to have fun. Shelby, you were there.
You already got that shit to talk about if you go to the after party.
That's the thing. If you go to the after party, you have things to talk about from the show.
Have after parties?
Yeah, dude.
Dude, you're
fucking
a fucking hustler.
Yeah, we're doing
I'm such a lazy stoner. They're like, Soder, to go do sets. I'm like, fine.
Well, these are
I love it.
The U Up lives are a different
beast. Yeah, that's nuts.
That's the, you know, Betches are, you know, they're running the show there.
Yeah.
So it is.
The Betches Army.
It's a happening. So yeah. It's very cool. So if you're a guy, though, like, I just like sort of saying, like, people coming out to shows, I'm like, where are the, somebody,
where was the city? There was a city I told you
Cleveland
that.
Cleveland or Seattle. No, it was something like
man,
that.
Man, I want to say, and this is going to, it was San Francisco or Sacramento.
That could be it, too.
That's what it was. This girl just walked up and was like, I heard you on J-Train podcast. And I was like, what? Who are you? And then I just do the same stupid thing that I was, oh, thanks for coming out.
Yeah, what are you going to say?
I'm such a fucking moron. Hey, you laughed well.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Let's do the emails. You ready?
Fuck yeah.
Let's do it. We got Dan Soder here, at Dan Soder. We're just going to go. You're an OKP. We're going to go right through it.
This ain't my first rodeo.
You know what you're doing. Ladies restroom echo. I am a senior guy at a large Rocky Mountain University.
Go Buffs.
There we go. And last weekend, I went to the bathroom while out with some friends. There was a loud echo in between the boys' and girls' rooms, and I overheard every word the girls in our group said about all the guys in my group.
Yeah, you got the Nixon tapes.
Juicy. I was given a free pass into the world's most exclusive club, and I wasn't going to listen.
Yeah.
What they said about me was, what about that cute, nice guy? Insert my name. Yeah, he's cute, but he's giving off more of a friendly vibe. I feel like this is a reoccurring theme in my dating, going out and going out life. How do I work on having less friendly vibe and more interested vibe with the girls and any girl in the future? Wow. So he got...
You got the intel.
He got like a Yelp he wasn't meant to see.
Yeah, it's... Man,
what does he do with it now? He's really
wondering.
The feeling
of knowing that you're about to hear some real shit, it's like, you're like fucking, it's like having your stomach in your throat, and you're like, come on, please don't be too mean.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Oh, believe me, this is my life. Like, I actually tweeted something like this the other night where I was like, I'm not fat, I'm not skinny, but that's a 50-50 shot at hearing I'm one or the other.
Oh, yeah, man.
So someone's going to come up to you and go, like, say the most horrible thing without knowing that it's horrible, dude, or like the nicest thing.
The best shape I've been in the last 3 years, we put a picture up on the Bonfire Instagram, and this girl's like, look at your boobs. And I was like, bitch.
This is the best I've ever been.
Best I've been. And I'm like, I don't have boobs, it's the angle. And it's like, I'm just in an airport waiting to board a flight, like, oof.
Women just also don't know. Women also don't understand how easily they could be mean to a man.
Oh my God. Just ladies, you can be vicious.
Just use the name of your body parts on our body parts.
Project.
Look at your boobs.
Oh my
God. Did you just call my pecs boobs?
Yeah.
And it's been made very clear that you're making attacks on me right now.
Yeah,
that's right.
You just go, you have like, I never really noticed how wide your hips are.
Yeah,
dude,
what?
My friends hit me with that when I played football in high school.
Wide hips?
Yeah, dude. I mean, that's why people should go to mixed-race high schools, because black dudes
will pick out the one thing
in the most perfect way,
yeah,
and then dump on you where you're like, oh, well, that's Definitely true. And I took my shoulder pads off and put my helmet under it, you know, to carry it back.
Yeah.
And I was walking off the practice field, and my buddy JJ just goes, "Damn, Soder's got those birthing hips." And I was like,
"Game over."
I go, "Yeah, that was good. That was a good one."
Sometimes you hear it and you're like, "Well, that's me the rest of high school."
But you know what it taught me to do is learn how to just, all right, fuck it, whatever. Now I'll make fun of it.
Yeah,
I don't give a shit.
Now I know I have the birthing hips.
Yeah,
something I can talk about.
You want to get? You know how? Take this to the bedroom. See what these Iowa mom hips do to you.
There was a picture on Instagram of Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Yeah,
and it was this black dude. Did you see this tweet where he's like, looks like a thumb smudged against glass.
Oh, that's great.
I had someone. She looks like the Mucinex.
I saw that too.
There's this like quote unquote black Twitter where you see these types of things done on Twitter.
Yeah,
and you're like, yeah, they nail it every fucking time.
Nail it, and it fucking stings. Ladies, you can be mean if this guy hears a thing that is true.
Forever.
And funny.
Forever.
If one of the girls was being funny about it, and she's like, "Oh, that's soft dick asshole," you'd be like, "Huh."
You wouldn't leave the bathroom.
No,
where,
not at all.
Where'd Rick go? Yeah, he lives
out
in the bathroom now.
His face be all blotchy from crying.
And I don't like, know.
What happened in there? I don't know.
You're just talking, and I guess, thought of my mom.
What if they heard him just whimpering through the other
What's
way?
What's that?
And you go, ooh, is it animal dying?
Is that a dog playing in water?
I think something's in the vents. Yeah, dude.
What does he do? Well, the friendly guy,
don't try to get out of the friend zone because then it's going to look creepy.
It's going to look bad. Friendly guy trying to be mean guy, not a good look. It's just not you.
Play your cards, dude. Play into it. So what you do now is just like, fuck, I don't know, man. Do you just?
I think be
approachable and nice, and then you'll find.
I think this is one of those things. Yeah, he's cute, but he's giving off more of a friendly vibe. I think friendly vibe's not a bad thing, but at some point you have to reveal who you are as a person.
Yeah,
and that what the animal wants.
Also, this is just a theory.
Sure.
I'm just trying to help this guy out because I felt a little stuck. Okay. You're almost just like, I don't know what to do. I was the friendly guy.
Okay.
All the way through,
I got a lot of girlfriends.
All the way through high school and college, I was the friendly guy. I noticed when I became an adult, when I stopped being friendly to girls, not necessarily being mean, just not talking to them, talking to my friends and being friendly with them and showing that friendly vibe with them, if they're watching it, they're like, oh, fuck, this guy's nice. I like this guy.
I like that.
And then you kind of just, you keep, like if I go into a party, if you and I go into a party, and this is just for me being insecure and being socially awkward.
Sure.
Which I am. Alcohol deadened that for me. But when I'd go out, I still am socially awkward. I hate parties.
Yeah.
I would rather people come over to my house or go over to someone's house and fucking hang out.
Sure.
I'm way more for that. But something that I did and I noticed when I was an adult and I quit drinking and I didn't have like the alcohol to deaden me to be like, hey, I'll talk to you.
Sure.
I started talking to my friends and I just stay in my friends. And then all of a sudden girls are like, well, who's that guy? And and then you don't give them enough for them to be like, oh, I don't.
It adds mystery to you.
It does.
I agree with that completely because here's the thing. If you're with all the girls making them that, like, oh, we love him. He's so much fun.
Yeah.
But then if they see you with your friends making your friends laugh and having a good time with them, they're like, oh, he looks fun.
I want to be in that fun.
In that fun.
If you're giving them
you can't give them the show for free.
Exactly. You're just like, oh, here, just come on in. You're just a hot girl. Because I was so nice. Dude, this girl I was in love with at the University of Arizona when I was there. This girl, she was so out of my league. I was like, there's no way this girl.
Yeah.
She had hooked up with my friend a year before, but she had a boyfriend and gone. And all of a sudden she's like, yeah, I'm starting to have like wondering if we'd be like good together. If we like start, and it was AOL Instant Messenger. That's how old this guy is. The old AIM. And we were like
away messages.
But I was laying it. I was being charming, nice, approachable. And then what happened? We met back up, kissed, and she was like, "I get too much of a friend vibe from you."
Well, that's the thing. You gave them too much for free. I think this is like when you used to get the Crash Bandicoot practice game,
and then you'd play the shit out of the demo disc.
One level, and then you're like, do I do it is this the game I'm going to buy?
But you knew. You knew by the time you kept playing that level.
You're like, I didn't need much more of this.
This was a one and done. That's the one night stand.
Yeah.
You go, we've seen everything we're going to see. I'm sure you've got other levels.
Yeah, but I get it.
I'm not looking for other levels right now. I'm in a one level kind of, you know.
I had fun with you, but I don't want to... $45 to see more of this shit.
And there's probably an airplane level, and that's going to be fun.
But there'll be another game that I trust a little bit more.
Yeah.
And that's maybe a little bit more exciting. There's a reason they didn't give me a Mario one level trier.
Yeah, that's right.
They didn't have to get rid of the rest of the Mario.
They're not throwing it away.
Yeah. Bandicoot, they had to get rid of some, so they had to entice you with the other shit.
Yeah, why wouldn't I just go get another Crash Bandicoot? You think I'm going to throw my money at you? But just give the girl, that's my advice to him, just be friendly to your friends. And by the way, that can mean a girlfriend. If you're friends with a couple, man, when you're killing it with a couple by yourself as a guy and the girl are laughing at a party.
As far as levels are concerned, it's you and your buddies. Mm-hmm. Here are the levels. If your buddies are like fucking garbage people, that's the bottom. Because they're like, oh, he makes garbage people laugh. If your buddies are like high-end looking dudes, that's great.
Yeah.
Girlfriend with garbage dude, fine. Girlfriend with high-level dude, you're the king of it.
That's like they're wondering about husband material.
Yeah. Hey, people, we are sponsored by Mapalim. We love Mapalim. It's the first direct-to-consumer male wellness and lifestyle brand, giving guys everywhere access to luxury grooming and lifestyle essentials such as hair care, skin care, and beard care. Listen, you hear that music in the background? That's a touch of class. That's what you need.
That's where you're transported to when you're using Mapalim.
When I put on the Mapalim, it's like this music starts playing in my head, and I got the towel wrapped around me, and I'm going out for a night in the town.
I mean, currently, who knows when you're listening to this, but it's January, but not when you're using Mapalim.
No. This is high-end, beautiful stuff that feels good to put on your body and your hair. So listen, it's the perfect New Year's gift you can get your guy, an upscaled version of himself, a way for him to upgrade his morning routine, not only with healthy products but for his skin and hair, but with chic packaging and amazing scent. Listen, when it's in the bathroom, it just looks right. And if you don't think people aren't looking through your closet in your bathroom, you're wrong. They want to see if you have that weird fratty soap. Or do you have the nice stuff, the Mapalim stuff?
Yeah, you haven't upgraded since you got out of that?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Epsilon Delta?
Yeah, you haven't upgraded once? Mapalim is all about natural ingredients. They're based in and inspired by the Mediterranean. They handcraft their products with natural oils, nutrients that are sourced from the region's different coasts like Italy, France, Greece, Turkey, Spain. Mediterranean locals have been using these ingredients for thousands of years. And now it's your turn to treat yourself with the elements of the Mediterranean.
An antique look with a contemporary feel.
That's right, Shelby. Mapalim is all about the Mediterranean lifestyle of enjoying good things in life, the pleasure of simple luxury, indulging the things you love, taking that extra minute in the morning to invest in yourself. So to get your grooming essentials at mapalim.com, that's mapalim.com, and use promo code JTRAIN for 10% off. The bottling is beautiful. The product is luxurious. I'm a huge Mapalim guy. So go to mapalim.com. That's mapalim.com. Promo code JTRAIN, 10% off. Go get it. JTRAINpodcast@gmail.com. JTRAINpodcast@gmail.com. I like this one, a fuck, marry, kill. We like a fuck, marry, kill.
Love
this is
fuck,
a little
marry,
deep
kill.
For us.
Okay.
Let's do a hypothetical. Dearest Jared of Nazareth, Needham, prophet of the privileged, emissary of ejaculation, KOB, guest and Shelb. I come to you with a question for the ages. Fuck, marry, kill. Food, laughter, orgasm. You get it?
Yeah.
Some guidance. If you choose to kill food, you still have to nourish your body with vitamins, minerals, nutrients. You just cannot do so through a satisfying meal. you would have to eat, take the supplements, drink protein powder, etc. Essentially, a life void of flavor and eating until you hate yourself. A sad life. If you choose to kill laughter, you can still understand when something's funny. You can still convey humor. You can still smile, but you're never going to get that sweet, sweet release. And if you choose to kill orgasms, you still get horny. You can have all the sex you want, any kind. You just never get to see the checkered flag. A life full of sexual frustration and nonstop hard-ons, albeit a potentially selfless choice. Let's assume that in any option you choose to fuck will be the pinnacle experience of said option in your lifetime. Funniest thing you've seen or heard, best thing you've ever eaten, hardest you've ever came. What do we think?
Oh, nice. Okay, easy. I already got this planned out.
Cool.
I'm an alcoholic. Love sure. liquids. Have always loved liquids.
Okay.
This ain't shit for me. Let's do fucking nutrient shakes all day long.
So you're
killing food.
You're killing food. Keep food out. Bye.
Bye. Guess
Bye
who's gonna
food.
Be? Guess who's gonna be fucking ripped?
Ripped.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna take down a pint of Talenti every Sunday.
You're good.
Bye.
Yeah.
Done. Great.
Okay.
Fuck it. Out the door. Fuck. Orgasms. I'm gonna just
you're gonna enjoy the best one.
Just let it rip.
And some mediocre, you know, along cool. the way, whenever you get that, you'll get it.
Cool.
Marry
laughter.
Marry laughter.
Dude, just I want to be a fucking fat-cheeked old giggly man.
Having a great time.
Just a bundle of joy.
You see it in the crowds, the people that don't laugh, you're like, you're a miserable fuck.
I mean, it's
and
just...
And then you see the people that... Like, last night I did a show, and there was... And it was really bright on my face.
Yeah.
And I just heard this woman just fucking dying. And I'm like, and I go, I literally, I was at the end of the show and I just go, you should be at every show. And I go, I can't see you, but I know you're a black woman. And then I just heard her die laughing again. I was like, because I was right.
Yeah.
And I was like, that is.
Laughter's. Yeah. Laughter is, laughter's who I got to marry. Because that would just be.
It feel a good laugh. To really fucking
dude,
chuckle
I had,
down.
I remember good laughs. Like I remember
more
my
than
last,
good fucks.
More than good fucks.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember a couple good fucks, but I mean, I remember the last four hard laughs that I had, like really hard. Oh my God. The kind where you're like, you feel like you might throw up.
I've never thought of it that way where. If fucking was so good, you'd remember more than the last, but you remember the last more than the fuck.
Always. What would you do? What's your fuck, marry, kill?
Shelby, let me go to you first. What do you think?
Oh, Shelby. Sorry, Shelby.
That's okay. I would fuck laughter.
Fuck laughter.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It's the best. Okay. I don't laugh big often, so.
So you want the biggest laugh.
So you're already kind of fucking laughter.
I notice it myself.
Yeah.
Marry food.
Marry food? You're killing orgasm?
I feel like orgasm as a thing is overrated. It's more of like the journey.
You know what, though? I can respect
that.
We come from different viewpoints on that.
I can still take like a really good piss. I think that's like, you know.
Dude, if you ever fuck a girl and you roll over and you go, that's like a good piss. She'll be like, have you ever had sex before?
I'll probably regret this at a later date if this was actually true.
Well, I do understand what you're saying. Like, all the stuff, it's kind of like, I like sides and not the mains.
Yeah.
Like, I can understand where you're like, I just like all the sides of sex. The orgasming, that's a result of, to me, that ends the whole fun.
Yeah.
Like, when I come, I'm like, I gotta wait till next time, I guess.
Here's why you can't.
For all this, you know, for math.
Here's why you can't get rid of orgasms. They also reset you as a person.
Yeah, absolutely.
When you come and you come back, you're like, woo. Oof. Why did I take an Uber at 2:20 in the morning?
Start stretching out your neck. You're like, where have I been?
Where's my head at the last 3 hours?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
That's why I like Sutter. I gotta go. I'm gonna fuck. The way you put it, I'm on board with, because it's like, listen, if I just didn't have the option of food, I would be like, this week, for a week, I'm gonna no eating after 8 p.m. 8 p.m. to 8 a.m.
Oh, you're doing that intermittent fasting?
It's not an intermittent fasting. I just want, what I've noticed in my life, when I wake up in the morning, when I haven't eaten myself to death before bed.
Great.
Wow.
Feel great.
I'm lighter on my feet.
It's unbelievable.
I got a thing of popcorn, like I got like the Costco size thing of microwave popcorn, and it's been in there for like a month. And I've been having, sometimes I'll be like, I'll just have some popcorn. And then I get home at night and I'll have it like 11:30 at night. I'm like, and I'll wake up and be like, did I eat? did I have 7 shots of tequila?
Really?
Like, I'm just, like, feeling weighed down, and then the mornings I don't have anything. So I'm like, let's test this out. I'll eat throughout the day. I'll have good meals. It's not to say I'm not eating, but I'm not. 8 p.m.
Done.
Over. And I'm making a commitment.
Like a gremlin.
1 week.
You're like a gremlin.
I'm done. I'm through it. I did it last night.
You're going to be great.
I had a glass of wine last night. Even drank, fine. But I want to see what happens.
Dude, I ate up until the windows shut.
That's what I'm saying.
I can't stop. Sunday nights?
Dude.
But here's the thing, though. I go really hard on Sundays.
Yeah.
Like everything. Pizza, sure. Ice cream. I eat like an 8-year-old's birthday party.
Yeah.
Nonstop. Chips, dips. I don't give a fuck.
Fucking Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, Fudgy the Whales. Mm-hmm. What do you want to get into? But then Monday, I do a shake.
Yeah.
Like a vegetable shake.
Mm-hmm.
And then I eat a pretty decent lunch and then a salad at night. And that's it.
But will you eat before bed?
I'll have an apple with peanut butter.
See, that's a sensible. You're human.
But I wake up and I'm like
scouring. If there's anything in there,
do you know what I ate last night before I went to bed?
What'd you have?
I dumped Reese's Pieces into a fucking jar of Talenti and took that whole fucking thing down.
I mean, that made my penis move a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. You get rid of food, I don't make those mistakes anymore.
Yeah, if I don't have food as an option,
feeling like garbage this morning.
I didn't eat after literally had shit. Like it was a Sunday where we had wings and brisket, and then I went and did shows 8 and then 10, and then I was like, you know what? All right. That's it. I'm getting to this. And then came back here and, the lady was over and she was like, you want a lick of this popsicle? And I went in first and I was like, no.
Yeah, dude.
Not even a lick.
Your eyes will dilate.
And she was like, you're being ridiculous. I was like, no, we're doing this or not.
I'm going down a hole.
So kill food. Marry.
Orgasm.
Laughter.
You marry laughter.
Fuck orgasm. I'm in on that.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's
J-train the way to go. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Let's do this. Guy texting too much? I have a dilemma that I never thought I would have. Recently matched with a guy on Bumble. He's cute and we seem to hit it off. He gave me his number after a normal amount of messaging and I felt good about it as the next step was meeting up for coffee or drinks. I haven't been able to meet up with him yet because the daytimes he suggested haven't worked with my schedule. I got crazy bombarded with work, so I suggest meeting up the following week this week. The problem is once I gave my number and we started texting, he hasn't stopped. It's just constant. Don't get me wrong. I love being in contact with someone I'm excited to meet or interested in, but it's a lot. I'll not text him back and he'll double text or he'll ask me if I'm having a busy day. Duh, I'm having a busy day. That's why I'm not looking at my phone. Like, don't you have a job, hobbies, friends? It started to be a turnoff. Who has time to be on their phones all day like that? I don't care that you made your stir fry for dinner. Now it's gotten ridiculous. I'm a piano teacher, and when I finished my lessons for the day, I had a text from him that read, okay, stop teaching and pay attention to me now, please. This guy sounds...
Read that last part again.
Now it's gotten ridiculous. I'm a piano teacher, and when I finished my lessons for the day, I had a text from him that said, okay, stop teaching and pay attention to me now, please.
He was trying to be cute, but
I know,
woof.
Not cute at all.
Woof.
He even went as far to ask if I enjoyed hiking and camping, and when I told him yes, he said, dope, that's something outside we can do together too. Ha ha. No, dude. This has really freaked me out as we haven't even met yet, and so I said, let's maybe start with coffee. Ha ha. Slow down, Tiger. And he said he tended to get ahead of himself. He also added me on Snapchat, and I've noticed when I don't respond quickly to his text, he sends me a snap. At this point, I'm really going questioning want to go out with this guy anymore. Do I give him a chance to see if his company, if I enjoy his company in person, or is this a sign of codependency? If you think I should not even bother meeting him, how do I go about breaking the news? I don't want to hurt his feelings. I even tried responding in short answers very infrequently to see
fuck.
If
that's such a painful one.
Yeah. But he's just continued to text. I didn't even know guys were capable of texting so much.
Yes, we are. Yeah, we get excited.
Usually I've got opposite problem. He ever heard distance makes the heart grow fonder. SOS, send help. Love your show. Come to a show in Salt Lake City. So what do we think?
Dude, get out. Lady. Get out. Lady. Nice lady. Get out. What's her
name? This guy...
you doing
refrain from names, but I...
You need to get out... And you got to lie. Just lie.
Handle.
Just lie.
She might be so hot. I have a feeling that she's really hot, and he's like so excited
that he's just like, "What is this?
Like,
what
is this? Like he's got, yeah."
Wait, let me see.
Did I call it or did I? Call
oh my god! Wait,
I think you're. I think he's like.
Oh yeah,
so,
he's like.
He's seen, and you're. You
he's
have
just
a public,
barking at the door.
You have an open Instagram. She gave her Instagram to like. She's saying if that. I mean, like.
Yeah, dude.
You're obviously up his alley. He's excited to meet someone that, I mean, there are pictures here that, yeah.
Yeah, he's just going nuts.
He's so excited, and he's just afraid to lose what he doesn't even have.
Yeah,
and that's going
to
be.
And that's a big problem to date that.
And
date,
you don't want to date that because this guy's confidence level is so not going to be a match for you.
Yeah, you can already tell from her email that she likes it. Even though, like, when it's happening, she probably doesn't like it. Yeah, she's crazy hot. She probably likes when she doesn't get texts back.
Yeah, this is already a turnoff.
It's a turnoff. It's like being too available.
And it's not even to say we both think she's hot. You could be any level of hot.
Yeah.
To somebody, you're like, oh my god, this is my type.
Dude,
this is the porn category I look at, and you're like too
crazy
excited.
I have a crazy story. This is the perfect podcast to tell it on. I follow this, I don't want to give it away. I follow a girl.
We've talked about this.
I follow a girl on Instagram who's famous, who was famous in the mid-2000s. Still kind of famous.
Famous enough where you've told me who it is.
Yeah.
And I have down the masturbatory lane.
Absolutely.
I'm like, oh, this is a part of my growing up as well.
Because we're the same age.
Yeah.
And it was around, we're in the same age category. So
sure.
It was around the same mid-aughts, late-aughts.
She had a moment.
I mean, yeah.
Every guy also, it like.
It was the age of the FHM, Maxim.
Yes.
Like those magazines.
And there were certain women that would be on each of those magazines.
Some of them would run the whole circuit.
They would run. Yeah. They would just go around in a circle. And it was kind of like, that was like the first version of Instagram models.
True.
Yeah.
Absolutely. If they could have done 15 second videos promoting tummy tea.
They would have done it.
They would have absolutely done it.
They were getting paid by a different source.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Whatever the source was. So I had followed her. Because now she's like out of that life and she's just like a normal woman.
But also, when you follow someone, you have a following.
Yeah.
You have the check mark.
I have the check mark.
You're like, maybe my follow will spur something in your dreams of dreams.
And so I followed her and no follow back. And that's fine. Sent a pretty thirsty DM of, hey, if you're ever in the city. This is over a year and a half ago.
Totally. And I know the DM you sent, and it was appropriate. It wasn't.
It was not inappropriate.
Not
it was
inappropriate.
Very like,
it was like, hey, I'm a fan. I go way back. I do this thing that maybe you want to have a night out. Maybe
if you're
you bring
in the
some
city,
friends.
Exactly.
Come out. Yeah.
She could have even, honestly, if she would have wrote back, like, my boyfriend and I will be in New York, I would have been like, let me get you tickets.
Let me get you tickets.
And that wouldn't have been
a
problem at all.
Been in that position.
And
get it. Totally
you totally get it,
get it
right? So then I send 3 months later a second one. Just kind of like, but by the way, reread it, not bad.
No, I'm sure.
It's more of a comment on the creepiness of guys in her comment section. I was like, I just looked at this picture of your dog. It was like trying to make elevator small talk.
It's also a great dude move, and it's throw creepy under the bus.
All day,
well,
every day.
I am Superman in the DMs.
Yeah, what do you think I'm going to do?
I'm Danny Me Too.
Yeah, oh man, ally.
Yeah.
I am an ally.
Hashtag resistance. These guys are awful. Yeah, I know the move.
Yeah, dude.
Oh man, I can't believe these losers. What's happening?
Yeah. It's totally the move.
Yeah, that's the move.
If I were to sit here and be like, that wasn't a move, that's totally how I believe, then you'd know I was full of shit.
Of course.
I'm admitting
I've
total
done it.
Move.
Yeah, I've done that move too, where you see the creepy guys around.
Dude,
and
it's what it is it's taking a ladder of penises to the top.
Climbing.
Stepping on every dick you can to get to the fucking top.
Absolutely.
So I send those two, right?
Yeah.
No response. I even told you this next part.
Yeah.
I commented on a picture, but not in a creepy way.
No.
And she responded.
She responded to your comment on a picture. Yes, I remember this.
A joke with a joke.
Yeah.
That's it.
So now, to me, you know, third time's a charm.
Third time's a charm.
Yeah, and her responding is like, oh, okay. Not, and it was, she responded in kind. She was laughing.
She made a joke, yeah. And that's it. Gave up on it.
Yeah.
Started dating someone, gave up, just bet, you know.
Sure.
Like her picture still. Really have no skin in it. It's just really like, oh, cool, whatever.
You gave a shot, but you're happy to be a fan.
2 weeks ago, she follows me back on Instagram.
Ding, 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 ding. Ring that bell, Shelby. This is a big moment.
But.
This summer, things come back to roost.
I haven't. Not probably not. We haven't had any conversation. She hasn't liked any of my pictures.
Okay, but
none
she
of
followed.
That. Followed.
Okay.
Is it a mistake follow? Was it like looking, mistake?
No. There's no such thing.
So nothing has happened. It's still dead in the water.
Okay.
As of right now. Probably will be. I'm wondering if she ever goes to DM me.
Well, that's the problem you have. And listen, I think you can delete.
And that's why this made me think of it.
Well, I think you can delete past DMs.
No, you can't.
You can't?
I think, I know like some apps, it depends. It's like, even if you delete it, you don't see it. But
exactly.
If they, it just, it's
because
always
because I've
the
had
cloud.
People that are allowed to DM me, and I'm like, what started our conversation? I had to have accepted them at a certain point. There's nothing
She's
above
never
it.
Accepted any of my messages, which makes me think that those are all backlogged.
So what's your next move? Well,
nothing. I'm
there's
fine.
No next move.
I'm okay.
I think the only move, well, it's funny that there's
I have
two
a girlfriend.
Things,
I'm good.
There's two things that this makes me think of.
Yeah.
One is that.
I just don't want to feel like a creep.
No, I think you're good. I think you've put yourself out there. At this point, it's friendly.
Okay.
I think you could like pictures in the future. I think that can be good.
I have.
Also,
I've liked a picture.
Yeah, that's fine. You're a supportive fan.
Hey.
I was there for you in the aughts.
Thanks for
I'm
the follow-back.
I'm there for you now.
Through W, through Obama.
What's going
to
happen?
Up to Trump.
What's going to happen is she's going to show up at a show. And you're
gonna be
with her
grade.
Boyfriend.
Yeah,
and you're
gonna
be like, and you're like, hey,
some
this
fucking
is...
soccer star from England.
Yeah, and you're gonna
like,
have to
yeah,
like,
right.
Yeah, you're gonna have to like eat it for a second where you're just like, good. I and then you might have to go. I DM'd you like a fucking loser back in the day, and then that admits to everything.
Oh, you think that immediately up front? You just
I think
admit?
I would be like, I gotta. Admit
I would.
To something.
I would wait for there to be a conversation, and then be like,
yeah.
Oh,
if she
I
came
fucking...
up, hey, I follow you on Instagram. You might not. We follow each other. And if she said that to me, I go. I know. I'm such a loser back in the day. I was such a fan. I just had to say yes. I would say that.
You're saying that to me right now. I'm like, yeah.
I was like, there's also this new account. This account called Comments by Celebs.
Yeah.
Where they're outing people for, you know, that have us following for commenting on each other's
you
things.
You fucking dorks.
And it's like gotten
what
big.
What are you guys
it's like
doing?
You're cock blocking.
What are you doing?
You've taken away the option.
Now we gotta. What are you doing?
So that's what
not
I'm saying.
That I'm worried about them fucking.
No, you're in the clear. But I'm saying this
trust me, I'm well in the clear of not being commented by celebs. But I'm saying
to the point of this story to bring it back to the email is that
guys do it.
We get ahead of ourselves.
We just get excited.
We get excited. I do think if someone has turned you off. Don't go on the date.
I think she should shut it down right now.
You got to shut it down. And the way to send it, and it's not hurting feelings, hey, I'm going to cancel. I can't do drinks this week, or I can't do coffee this week. I wish you the best of luck, but
no,
this isn't the match for me.
I wouldn't even, you're being too honest. I would just be like, I'm dating my ex again.
Oh, really? That's interesting. Hey.
Because if you go dating my ex, they're like, oh, then it like cools off immediately.
Yeah.
Because there's the thought of, but if you do... And
but
again,
then,
this
then
is just the,
they met on an app, though. So what if, you know, he's
so?
Like, you're still on this app? What happened?
Well,
matter.
No, they've already
then
matched.
You'll never match again.
Never match again.
Yeah.
So now you're just like, hey, no, I started dating my ex again.
But you can't go out with this guy because your confidence levels don't match up. You can never save someone's confidence.
He's already playing up too much.
Yeah, it's too much.
He's playing up.
Oh, hello, people. We are sponsored. Have you heard the buzz about Rothy's? They're the shoe company that's making cute shoes out of recycled plastic water bottles. And they've gotten even the Duchess of Sussex, Meghan. Let's do this again. Have you heard the buzz about Rothy's? They're the one shoe company that's making... I gotta say that again. Ready? Have you heard the buzz about Rothy's? They're the shoe company that's making cute shoes out of recycled plastic water bottles. And they've even gotten the Duchess of Sussex, Meghan Markle, wearing them. It can be hard to find flats that are comfortable, sustainable, and affordable. I bought them for my mom. And I'll tell you this right now. They are great looking shoes that you can wear out of the house, in the house, and she really just seems to enjoy them. Rothy's is the answer to your shoe worries. You won't have to take them off. Listen, it's everyday flat for the life on the go. Stylish, classic, comfortable. They come in four styles: the flat, the point, the loafer, and the sneaker. Here's the thing. All these companies are just trying to become great at what they do. That's why I like Rothy's. They're not sitting there being like, oh, we do every shoe. No. They're like, we got these four, and they're going to be perfect for you. They're going to look clean, look good, and they're going to be able to be worn out or wear at the house. That's great.
I've seen these things. They're definitely things people
you
wear.
That's the thing. When you have four things on the menu, you do those things right.
You perfect them.
And they come in tons of cute colors and patterns like herringbone, zebra, or ombre. Plus, they're sustainable. These shoes are made from recycled plastic water bottles, so you can feel good about wearing them. Did you know 85% of shoes end up in landfills? But not Rothy's. When you're done, instead of throwing your shoes away, send them back to Rothy's for free. They'll be recycled into outsoles for new shoes. There you go. Come on, people. Help the world while you help yourself. Right now, Rothy's has an amazing deal for my listeners. Go to Rothy's.com. Use code JTRAIN to get free shipping on any order, no minimum. That's Rothy's.com, code JTRAIN, JTRAIN, JTRAIN. Free shipping on any order, no minimum. And they're also giving you free returns or exchanges on any Rothy's shoe. But trust me, you won't want to return them. Go to Rothy's.com, enter code JTRAIN at checkout to get your amazing shoes and free shipping. It's a no-brainer. These shoes are these are shoes that are comfortable, stylish, and sustainable, plus you get free shipping. Rothy's makes a great gift for your girlfriends or any ladies in your life. Also, a great gift for yourself. That's Rothy's.com, Rothys, and use promo code JTRAIN. Rothy's, be comfortable and cute. JTRAINpodcast at gmail.com, JTRAINpodcast at gmail.com. We're here with Dan Soder. We got time. I'm looking at it on the clock.
Yeah, we got
time for a couple more emails.
Yeah.
There's one that I wanted to get. Single after being the other woman for 2 years. Here with Dan Soder, at Dan Soder. Go to his website, dansoder.com. So funny. You guys are going to love him. Let's get into it. I'm ashamed to say I spent the last 2 years being the other woman in a relationship with a married man.
Oh.
We met at work where we quickly became close, flirtatious. After a couple months, I learned he was married and even had a kid with his wife.
Oh.
But the only I really knew of this, but I learned he was married and even had a kid with his wife, but the only I really knew of his relationship was how he and his wife barely spoke and he was only in the marriage for the sake of the child. Yeah, but that's what you say to keep on.
That's what you say to get side ass.
Yeah, that's not.
No one goes like, oh, no, my wife is awesome.
Everything's great. I just, awesome. You know, sometimes I want to come with another woman.
I don't know. You're just hot.
You're just hot.
And you're into me.
And it is as simple as that.
Dude, it is as simple as that. Like,
you're into me. You're hot. I can deal with it with the way
my wife's great. Yeah. You got a kid. I don't know. It's kind of turned a corner.
Yeah.
I kind of just want to fuck you like I'm 19.
Yeah, I just want to feel like a man again.
Yeah, but no.
No, it's not. You can't say that to her. You have to make it this romantic thing.
The way I step on dicks to get yes. through DMs is the way you got to step on your wife's neck.
Yeah.
To get this bitch is evil.
She won't even look me in the eye in the morning.
We don't love each other. And she's like, he loves me. It's like, no, he doesn't. He's a fucking piece of shit.
We stayed in touch via texting and coffee meetups even after I moved to a new job. And eventually, 6 months into our tense friendship, he told me he loved me.
Yeah, well.
And despite my better judgment, I went with my heart and confessed I loved him too.
Oh, God.
Our relationship over the next 2 years was both emotional and physical. I have kept it a secret from all of my closest friends and family, including my sister, who I share every part of my life with. She puts in parentheses, usually a very honest, smart, and logical person, and I've always looked down on cheaters and affairs. So this whole situation has been very intense, out of character, and shameful. Despite everything, I honestly love this man with all of my heart and convinced myself we would be able to make it work and have a future together.
Oh, man.
Well, and what shouldn't be a shock to anyone, it didn't work out. We both expressed how much we truly love and care for each other. Call me crazy, but I do believe he has feelings for me, too. Do you believe that? He has feelings for her?
Yeah.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Some sort of feelings.
Of course. Yeah.
But I cut things off after coming to the conclusion he was not making any plan to leave his wife, and he was unable to commit to doing so in the near future. His explanation was that he is afraid of hurting his child, which may be true, but I also realize I don't know the actual dynamic between him and his wife and what is really going on at home. Yeah, you don't know.
No, you don't.
It's not the kid. It's not like, you know, people walk around with a fucking scarlet A on their chest when they get divorced now.
No, it's fine.
Yeah, you get a divorce, fucking
And he's not fucking, trust me, the dynamic at home is probably pretty decent. He's not hugging his son and sleeping against the bathroom door like Pursuit of Happiness. he's like hiding from his wife.
Also, when you get divorced as a dude, you go for, like, his finance. He can be a stud with you now because he's got all the money that he has with his wife.
Yeah.
The minute they get divorced, he's in a one-bedroom apartment.
Get ready
with an empty
for fucking
fridge.
Netflix and Chinese.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, yeah, this is who I can be now. My question for you is, how do I get over him and his terrible situation? Since my sister doesn't know anything about this, I don't have support from her. And I'm too afraid to come clean with her about the affair. And I admit I have been lying for 2 years. I'm worried about going back into the dating scene, but also feel like I would benefit from some happy distractions and meeting some new guys. I'm 35. I've done the apps in the past, have not loved the experience, but would you suggest I get back online? My sister and most of my close friends are in long-term relationships or already married, so I don't have many options of single friends to go out with. Your wisdom is greatly appreciated. What do you think, Soder?
I think she needs to...
I love her perspective. I love her email. I feel for her.
She's thought this
well
thought out. This is a really shitty situation.
We laugh at a lot of this stuff just because we know the lies he's doing.
Oh, my God. But, and it made me immediately think of one of my very good friends who she was in a 8-year relationship with her boyfriend and met another guy. And she calls him dick poison, which is just the best because he, you know, like poisoned that relationship.
Sure.
And it was her fault. She takes, you know, but it just made me think of that.
She was in an 8-year relationship and then dick poison comes along.
And they were, and she cheated on her boyfriend with dick poison.
And she calls him dick poison because this guy is just, she can't get off the drug.
Can't get off, off the drug.
There's something there.
So, you know, this girl's in deep.
Yeah.
Like 2 years, knowing he's married.
Yeah.
That the highs. You ain't going to get higher than that.
No. That's
but the lows are the lowest.
That's the problem is you have been on love drug for 2 years.
Been shooting heroin.
Shooting heroin because the meetups are in secret.
Shouldn't
they're
do
sexy.
It.
They're, he's the most dating you.
Well, here's what it is. You're getting, he's playing with house money. So he's got to entice you. He's got to, you know what I mean? You're coming in and you're just getting the best of what he is.
Yes.
He's doing like the floor sample for you.
Yes.
He's like, here you go. This is the best we have. It's all like this.
Yes.
And
he's
his wife's
the car
got
with the leather seats and the whole navigation system
but that's
at
not
the
how
Detroit
you get it.
Auto Show.
Yeah, you do not get it all like that off the floor.
No.
If that car comes off the floor, you got to add leather seats.
Yeah.
Got to add interior.
Well, that's the whole point is that there's no point in your relationship with him, the guy who's cheating on his wife.
It's
where
a mirage.
Where he goes, yeah, just come over and sit and we'll do nothing.
Yeah.
It always has to be it always has to be on a dinner and it's a fancy. He's probably the laziest he's ever been for his wife.
Oh my God. She's like, this guy's a piece of shit. He's completely shut down
on
me.
He won't do anything. And he's lazy.
Like, he's like, he's like, remember the old Warner Brothers frog where he would just be like, and then the important person would leave and then he'd be like, hello, my baby. Hello.
Yes.
That's, she gets the singing frog where he's like, hello, my baby. Yeah. And then he goes home and she's like, honey. He's like,
yeah, he doesn't want to do shit.
But I think the first step she has to do is how Stella got her groove back.
Yeah.
Trip. She's 35.
Sure.
Her and her sister need to go away.
Yeah.
And she needs to, without any interruption, tell her sister what happened.
I agree with you. I think keeping it from whatever amount, it's your sister. She loves you.
And by the way, it's over now.
It's
so now
over.
You're done doing the bad thing and you can, she's going to judge you, but she's totally also going to be there for you.
And you need someone there for you to go. And also she'll be there for your secret.
Yeah.
So she'll be like, just be like, this is between us. It's been so hard for me to tell
you. Take a little of the weight off.
Take the weight off of you and go to her. I need just someone to just like understand how this could have gotten snowballed the way we're understanding.
Exactly.
We understand how it snowballed.
And I'll tell you, probably karma wise, what ends up happening is you alleviate that. Your sister becomes aware that you're single and that you're looking and that you're in this situation where you need to get over this guy.
Totally.
Word spreads and then you fucking meet a guy.
And right now, you don't realize you've been doing it, but for 2 years you spent time acting like you had a boyfriend when you didn't have a boyfriend.
Oh my, you were off the market.
Off the market.
You could have missed so many great opportunities.
Absolutely.
Because
and just know whatever the next thing is won't be as exciting as what you had.
And also change his name in your phone to Dick Poison. And
just never
so
answer.
Just when you see that call, you're like, that's what this is.
Yeah.
That's exactly what this is.
And I think diving into your friends with friends.
Yeah.
You said all of them are in relationships. Okay, all those guys have friends.
Yeah.
All of them have
which
people.
Is usually, they have good friends.
Yeah.
If they're married and they're marriage material, they're not pieces of shit, they probably have one or two decent friends.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com.
Let's do one more.
We'll do one more. @DanSoder on Instagram. Go follow. Go support. Okay. One more
email.
Yeah. I thought that was my
girlfriend won't let me hit it from back anymore. Is this over?
Ooh. Is that the email?
Is it okay to ask someone why they unfollowed me? Red flag or deal breaker? Accidental, serial, monogamous. He dumped me and I was completely 2 month old. Texting has ruined my relationship. Roommate problem. Hinge is resting bitch face, ruining my social life. Kids smashing the car. Family roommate. Newly single with no game. Guest requests. Can I a couple last if the girl earns 3 times more?
Well, let's do that one.
Okay.
That's an interesting one. Whoa.
Feather your nuts for the full 5 minutes to start with. Then let's get into my question. I'm a 28-year-old female who has been single for 8 months after a 6-year relationship ended last spring. Have been getting back into dating over the last few months. I have been out with a few guys for up to 4 dates, but nothing serious has come of it yet. I have a great job, which I really enjoy. There's no subtle way of saying this. Earn a very high salary. My
Hell
ex
yeah.
was a lawyer, and most of the guys I've been seeing so far have good, stable, traditional jobs. I have recently started seeing a guy who I get on very well with. He's a strong 898 face, body, personality.
Got it.
We share the same sense of humor, have similar hobbies. I've always had an amazing time when we hang out. The sex is great as well. We text a few times during the day every day. He's very reliable getting back to me, takes the lead when arranging dates, and I feel genuinely happy and excited when I'm around him. My issue, which I'm very embarrassed about calling an issue, by the way, is that he works in a kitchen, not as a chef or an aspiring chef, but just as a casual job.
Line cook. That's a good dude.
He's a very creative.
It's reliable.
He's into his photography and music and is looking for ways to make money out of that. But at the moment, they are just hobbies. We obviously haven't discussed our salaries, but I wouldn't think I probably earn at least double, maybe triple what he earns. So here's my question. Do you think a relationship can work if the girl earns way more than the guy and is likely to continue to do so? Or is chemistry and personality a match all that really matters? I feel like such a snob asking this question and don't even know if I'm genuinely bothered about his job or if I'm just bothered because of the way society would view this, i.e. what other people think. This guy has got plenty of passions and ambitions. They just aren't related to a traditional career. My ex had a very successful career that didn't make him any more of a match for me. In fact, it ended up creating a lot of tension and competition between us. So it's not like that is always such a great thing either. Some of my friends are already telling me how this can't ever last long term, which I think is really unfair. But are they right? Is this bound to become an issue at some point, or do you think a strong relationship doesn't have anything to do with what people make do for a living? Looking forward to hearing your take on this. Love the show, keep up the great work, including my picture, just so Shelby can compare me to an obscure celebrity because I have a voice crush on him.
Oh, Shelby, okay. Get over here.
What celebrity will we make this? Shelby, do you have a celebrity?
Maybe it's like a HGTV. I know that's very vague, but
you say she's
looks
got
like
a hot girl.
HGTV.
You say like she looks like one of them.
She looks like somebody like renovates houses on HGTV.
Oh, good call.
I like that. I think you're right.
By the way, though,
that's
but
not
that
an
you,
insult.
It's not an insult. It's the kind of girl that fixes up houses on HGTV that you look up on Instagram.
Yes,
like the Joanna. And Chip, if you will.
Yeah. Oh, wow. And that's Chip. That's a high compliment.
That's a high compliment. I would even say, you know what? She looks like a younger version of the woman who gets cheated on in Love Actually.
Good call.
What's her name? She's a big star. She was in the Princess, she was in the parents or the Lohan version of the kids getting split up.
Who was she in that movie?
The mom.
The stepmom? Oh, shit. She's dead now.
She's dead now.
Who is it?
Liam Neeson's dead wife.
Natasha something or other.
Is that who it is?
She was him and that, Liam Neeson started doing those like taken movies right after his wife passed away.
Dude, that's the first script that he got. And he goes, what is this? Oh, I don't want to act in anything. Liam, trust me, read it. He goes, I got to page 40. I'm in. Can I actually kill people?
Death and sadness.
Yeah, this is all death and sadness. Can I do a trifecta of these movies?
Natasha Richardson.
Natasha Richardson. She looks like a younger version of her. What do you think?
This is all on her. I grew up with a mom that was more successful than any of her husbands.
Okay.
My mom was a medical malpractice mediator.
There you go.
Was just rock solid, worked in the insurance business. My dad was a bartender. Mm-hmm. That's what fucked up their relationship because it was my mom that it fucked up. My dad didn't have a problem.
Yeah, I don't think money matters as much as passion.
Let's say this guy, she says he likes where he works.
Yeah.
He's got music. He's got a creative outlet. And so he's not a shithead.
No, that's...
He's not just like, I don't know, babe, the hamburgers come out and I'm... She's not just getting like dick to death where she's just like, it's so good sex. I just think you like project.
Yeah.
This guy sounds like he actually has depth.
You don't want someone taking advantage of you for their laziness.
No, not
at
all.
That's the biggest thing. So I think when she says he's a line cook, that's fine. And then he does these other hobbies that haven't turned into careers yet. If he's passionate about those, that's all that matters because you don't want to go to... Here's what you don't want to happen. You're at a party. He's your date. He's your plus one. And then you go... And he goes to the conversation. He goes, yeah, I make burgers.
You guys like a medium rare or rare?
Yeah, like has nothing else to talk about.
Fuck.
Oh, yeah.
You know, sometimes when you flip them, they spit grease back up in your face.
He could be like, well.
I felt like that, though.
Have you?
Yeah. When I dated that, I had my ex-girlfriend was from a very wealthy background. And I went out to dinner with her and her wealthy friends.
Yeah.
And I think I told you the story and they were. We're at Sedell's. Mm-hmm. On the
love that place.
Love it. We're at Sedell's, and it was like a big group of us, and they were like, I was the only guy. It was me and my girlfriend and three of her friends, and they were talking about ordering the salmon roe or the caviar. And I go, oh, when I worked at a cannery in Alaska, they used to give us guns because the processors wanted to steal the salmon roe for meth money.
I'm just imagining one of her friends with like a monocle being like, you just being like a cannery in Alaska, dude, shit their pants.
I said it and it bombed.
Yeah.
Like I told the story and I looked at my girlfriend's face and there was a tinge of like, why did you tell that story?
Stop bringing up the cannery.
Stop that. You're a fucking normie. Dude, it
you're
was
in Alaska.
I know.
You're not even from Alaska.
No, I'm from Colorado. Yeah. But I was like super. I thought it was like, because it's a fun story to be like, they gave my dumbass a gun so that these fucking processors didn't steal the buckets of salmon roe. And I was like, that's pretty on target of what we're talking about. But again, it was like if you're over it, and you have a guy that's into you for you, it shouldn't be a problem.
That's okay.
I've never cared.
Here also, don't be embarrassed for thinking about it.
Yeah.
I think it's okay to think about.
Absolutely. It's actually, don't be embarrassed to talk about it with him.
Find
out where you stand.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, man, I have made way less money than girlfriends, and I've made way more money than girlfriends. Mm-hmm. And it is always a thing where if you talk about it, like right now, my girlfriend, if we like go away, I'm like, let's find an Airbnb and I'll pay for it.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, come on. And she's like in between jobs right now. So she's like, I don't know if I, and I'm like,
but
that's
not
fine.
But that's not to say that you're taking care of her or anything. You're just like, oh no, I want to do this nice thing.
I don't mind. Dude, when I go out to dinner with my friends, I pay every time because in the current position, I have fucking four jobs.
Yeah.
So I can afford to take my friends out.
And at another point, it might switch.
This guy could become a world-famous photographer.
You never know.
And she could get fired.
But the
and not
fact
have a
that
job.
He has, like, interests and passions, like, that's totally different than, I just do this job.
I don't know, babe.
It's not like you're...
He's not at home. He's not at your house fucking watching TV and then just dicking you down to stay there.
But that also can become a thing. That's something you should be aware of. Like, there is the element of him getting too used to being on the payroll.
Yes.
That's something to be aware of.
Don't let him get tenure.
Absolutely. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Dan Soder, thank you for coming on.
Dude, thank you for having me.
Always a blast.
Always a blast. I always love going through emails.
You're the best. At Dan Soder on Instagram, dancetoter.com. He's coming around. He's doing dates all over the country. Go to the shows.
Billions is back March 17th.
Billions is back March
17th. Season 4.
And you're going to be a big part of the show. You're
You know, I'm growing. Around. I hang around. My feet pops up in different positions.
That's great.
Not
so much fun. But that's like the best position you can have on
a show. Just get yelled at all the time.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's great. I'm Jared Fried. Shelby, thank you for popping in.
Thanks for having me.
@ Classic Shelb on Twitter and Instagram. I'm Jared Fried. We'll be back next episode. Boom.